Welcome to Inside the Cave.
Thanks for having me.
Well, of course, you're the athlete of the week this week, and you had quite a week, 230 yards rushing, three touchdowns in your last game against Madison. Tell us about that game, and how was it that you gained 230 yards?
Well, all week we've been preparing in practice for them. And the reason I got my yardage is due to our linemen that have been working very hard all season long.
So how many total yards do you have so far for the year?
Around 800.
800, wow. So 1,000 yards is not out of the question.
No, sir.
So I know you had a pretty good game against Madison, a 55-17 win. This week, you've got a Dundee team. What's the scouting report on the Vikings?
We know they're a passing team, and we know they have a pretty good running back. So we've just been scheming around that.
Well, Grayson, you've got another running back right next to you that he's put up a lot of good nights and a lot of yardage. Tell us a little bit about your running back partner.
We have a good running back core right now. We all had a really good off season. We all put in really good work, and now we're just showing off what we worked for.
Grayson, have you caught a pass this year?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
Well, when you're getting as many yards as you're getting, there's not a real need to pass the ball. Tell us a little bit about, do you play both ways, Grayson? Do you play any defense?
Yeah, I play both ways. I play usually far side corner for our defense.
Okay. So you're in there almost every play all day long?
Yep.
What it looks like, obviously, you're going to make the playoffs, you've got a real chance to win the conference again. You've got Dundee this week. Who do you have between – is it Clinton next
yeah.
week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have Clinton next week.
And then you finish with who?
Hillsdale.
Okay. So, you sure don't want to look ahead this week and let Dundee get you, but tell us a little bit about your offense. I know it's a little bit different than a lot of teams, although a lot of area teams are very much similar. But tell us a little bit about your offensive style.
This year we switched to like a power kind of run. So we switched away from the trap and stuff.
Okay. Do you have to do quite a bit of blocking as well?
Yeah, I do some blocking, but we have we gained a couple running backs like Quentin and Jake Pickford that are our big block backs.
Okay. Of course, looking at the season, 5-1 so far, only loss coming to a Fowler team. Take us back to that game and sound like they were pretty tough.
Yeah, Fowler was definitely a good opponent. It was kind of a wake-up call for us. We knew it was going to be a hard game, but we just have to move on and get better as a team.
And, of course, I know you've got Dundee this week, and then, of course, Clinton the following week. I know you don't want to look ahead to that game yet, but that's probably going to come down to the LCAA championship.
Yeah, we're just taking one week at a time, but that is definitely on our schedule.
Yep.
Well, you're listening very close to Coach Rogers, I can tell, because he's not going to let you look any farther than the game that's ahead of you. But
nope.
What is it homecoming? Or have you already had homecoming? Oh, you're at Dundee. I'm sorry. You've already had homecoming. Well, what, Grayson? Yeah. Are you a senior this year?
No, I'm a junior.
Okay, so good. You got another year ahead of you. And do you do other sports, Grayson?
I run track.
Well, that
helps with the running back position,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
tell us about your coaches. I know we know Dan Rogers. Tell us about your other coaches that make things go over there in Hudson.
Coach Beal, he really gets the offense together. He gets this stuff rolling. Coach Fovey, he's one of our defensive back coaches. me and our coaching staff really works together, and we have good chemistry, which helps the team.
Grayson, as you know, even though you're a junior, do you really take on a leadership role on your team? Is there somebody? Obviously, sometimes the quarterback is kind of the leader of your offense, but are you a guy that speaks up and takes charge and part of a leadership group?
Yeah, I am. When Brennan Marshall, our running back one, got hurt, I had to step up, and I really think I've been doing a good job filling that role by being a leader.
Well, obviously, you're leading by example with the kind of numbers you're putting up. But as you look forward to playing Dundee, a little bit about Dundee. What you said they're going to throw the ball some?
Yeah, they're going to throw the ball, and us backs have been working pretty hard to learn our coverages, and now we just got to execute it.
Have you had any picks this year?
I've had one against Fowler.
Oh, okay. All right. So that felt good, I bet.
Is Fowler probably been the toughest team on your schedule thus far? I mean, the team that you would say is probably as good as anybody you've played?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Well, you're right up in the hunt for playoff. I think you were fourth this week in your division, and you still got some games ahead of you. And like you said, you'll take them one game at a time, but this year, what were your goals this year as a team? I mean, did you set some personal goals, obviously, but what was your goal as a team?
Our goal always is to play 14 games, and I think we can do that this year. And my personal goal is just to break the 1,000, is what I said at the beginning of the year.
Well, you're well on your way to doing that.
Yeah, we have to take a break here, but can you hang on for a second, Grayson? We got to play a commercial from our sponsor, but we'll be right back to talk with you. You're inside the cave, and we're talking with our athlete of the week, Grayson Bills from Hudson High School Football. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
September is Attendance Awareness Month, a nationwide effort to recognize the connection between regular school attendance and academic achievement. As we begin another school year, Lenawee County Schools are coming together to emphasize how critical it is for all students to be present and engaged in their learning each and every day. Missing school in kindergarten and first grade can drastically decrease a child's ability to read by grade 3. And by ninth grade, attendance is the main indicator of whether a student will graduate. To learn more about the importance of school attendance, visit lisd.us/attendance.
You're back inside the cave, and we're talking with our athlete of the week this week, Grayson Bills from Hudson Football. And Grayson, are you related to Jim Bills by chance?
Yes, I am related. That's my grandpa.
That's your grandpa. Well, of course, I used to work with Jim back at the old WLEN studios, and that's great. I'm glad to hear that. That you're related to Jim. But as far as the rest of the season goes, you've got, three more games left? And the last one with Hillsdale, that should, if you win out, of course, you'll be automatically in the playoffs. And I know Hudson has been in the playoffs for several years in a row. Do you know what district you'll be playing in?
I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
Well, you'd be in pretty good shape to host and be a number one seed in your district. So if you can get that, then you quite possibly could have two more home games, which would be nice. And have you got a desire, Grayson, to go on and play college football?
Yeah, I would like to play college football in the future.
Any schools that you're looking at?
Not yet.
Yes,
I'm just kind of taking it slow.
It's kind of early yet, but anyway, we want to say congratulations to you on being our athlete of the week. We do have a certificate here in our studio. We'll get that over to you along with a cave sticker and a cave towel, and we certainly want to wish you the best of luck and the rest of the way here as far as Hudson football is concerned.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for that.
All right, you're welcome. And the Athlete of the Week program has been brought to you by the Lenawee Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And Grayson, we'll let you go back to class.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks a lot, Grayson. Grayson Bills from Hudson High School Football, our guest here on Inside the Cave.